Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
A flurry of football stories surrounding the Kansas City Chiefs as everyone wonders if this defense can improve enough to make a Super Bowl run. Wide receiver Josh Gordon moves to the active roster. Defensive end Frank Clark pleads not guilty to multiple gun charges. And the 11th best linebacker in the NFL last year is released. Could the Chiefs grab him? We've got it all for you. Hey, if you think it's hard to be a Chiefs fan right now, try being a fan of the 0-4 Jaguars. They won the offseason by adding Urban Meyer to coach and Trevor Lawrence to throw passes, but it may all unravel sooner than later. This is a coach and a team at a tipping point. Danny Klingscale's appearance on the Patron podcast is up. It's a complete preview of Major League Baseball's postseason and his prediction for World Series champion. But he also comments on the Royals season that was, and we'll play that clip for you. A Jackson County judge has ruled Mayor Q and the city council can't steal money over $40 million from the Board of Police Commissioners. This seemed like a slam dunk, and it was. Just more liberals exerting power and authority over things with no regard for the law whatsoever. This is a big win for safety in Kansas City. Joe Biden is greeted by thousands of protesters in Michigan. And of course, the chant broke out. You know the chant, right? But one viral video of the chant is upstaging everything else. Are you kidding me? It's from a school bus full of kids on KKHI. Brought to you by 360 Document Solutions. Mark Lindquist and his team will make your office more efficient with copiers, printers, KIP, black and white, and color-wide format, IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems. Look, if you've got leases and HP copiers and toner, you're paying too much. They can get you out of the lease, get you lower-cost equipment that is more efficient and better for your organization. Allow Mark and his team to come in and take a look at what's going on at your office. You have nothing to lose. It's a complimentary analysis of all your document technology, IT programs, complete review of your current costs, and they'll offer you a solution to bring real, tangible benefits to your organization. Any business in Western Missouri, any business in the entire state of Kansas can benefit from 360documentsolutions.com. 913-745-5344, online at 360documentsolutions.com. BeStock.net, my guy Chris and the gang are setting you up for football season. You ready for this? Samsung 8000 Series 75-inch TV, brand new, crystal UHD, crisp, clear picture, retail, $1,250, BeStock.net, $1099. Vizio 70-inch V-Series, this is great for gamers, 4K HDR picture, HDMI 2.1 for gaming, retail $700, just $629 at BeStock. And Samsung 70 TU7000 TV is a great entry-level 4K smart TV. Retails for $700 plus at Best Buy and Nebraska Furniture Mart, just $499 at BeStock. Don't forget they have iPads and Apple TV, a few of those left in-house at BeStock.net. They're hard to get right now. Entry-level iPads and iPad Pros, all at BeStock.net, online or in person, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. Back 9 Development, a custom home builder, commercial property builder, room additions, or condominiums like the Solheim at Grandmere. Great investment properties. Upscale condominiums on a world-class golf course right in the middle of the Flint Hills in beautiful Kansas. That's right. Great weekend retreat. You can use it when you go hunting, you want to go laking, you want to go to sporting events, concerts, events in and around Manhattan. It's fantastic. Got a buddy who's got one. I was there this past weekend. It is terrific. That upper floor, third floor view, woo, out over the Flint Hills, spectacular. Log on to back9development.com to learn more. And, of course, my friend Mike Robinson and his general sales manager, Tim Trader. At Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs, folks, if you're in the market for a GM or if you just need your car serviced, give these folks a chance to earn your business. Whether it's an oil change, new tires, work that needs to be done on your car, it does not have to be a GM car. They do it all. It's an award-winning service department. They'll come pick up your car, service it, and return it to you. Who does that? Roberts Robinson does that online at robertsrobinson.com. With GMC, we are professional grade. All right, a lot going on here with the Chiefs involving at least three individual players, and you want to hear about it. So let's do it on KKHI. Hit it.
Sports.
politics, life. Joslyn's Jewelry presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Man, I really wanted to start this podcast gloating that a Jackson County judge has overturned Mayor Quentin Lucas in the city council and their attempt to steal 40-some million dollars from the police budget and reallocate that to programs that they deem necessary for the public. But it's going to have to wait for the second half of the podcast today because there is so much going on in football and in particular with the Kansas City Chiefs. So we're going to start there. This can happen in the fall, folks. This can happen. We get engulfed with the football season and it sort of consumes us. And we're all kind of on edge right now about what the Chiefs are going to be this year because their defense is just so bad. We have three really big stories that happened all in one day within about 8 hours of each other. And they all sort of pertain to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know which one is the biggest. The simplest one we'll start with to move it sort of out of the way. And that is wide receiver Josh Gordon, who the Chiefs signed last week. They immediately put him on the practice squad. We assumed, well, he's out of shape. This could take a while. He'll have to learn the playbook. He hasn't played football in years. He's been suspended six times. Maybe he doesn't even stick on the team. Maybe he comes in and they don't like the guy because he's such a problematic player. Maybe that's the case. And here we are, 7 days later, the Chiefs have put him on the 53-man roster, and there's a chance he'll be active Sunday night against the Buffalo Bills. Patrick Mahomes has said, look, the guy is open even when he's not open. They've studied film of him. He's a tremendous talent. He is a big wide receiver that the Chiefs don't have, and he's the kind of guy on third and six that you can throw it to 8 yards down the field, fully covered, and he just jumps up and high points the ball and gets it. And he's your guy. So he could be a tremendous, as the Chiefs are moving more and more toward an offense that moves the chains and not as much of a big play offense because the way teams are defending them, he could be a real integral part there and ease some of the coverage that Kelce will get in some of those third down spots. Look, the Chiefs converted everything last week against the Eagles, but not everybody features the Eagles defense. So I just think it's interesting that they signed him and this quickly. They have put him on the active roster. We'll see if he's active for the game or not. Look, the playbook is big. They can dumb the thing down to 20 or 30 plays that he's run before in other offenses and put him in certain situations where he's going to know what it is. It's impossible to learn all the terminology that fast, but there are certain things that every NFL team does, and there are certain skills that he has that if he's one-on-one with a corner, Josh Gordon becomes your guy. So the Chiefs have said, look, he's not a practice squad guy. We're elevating him to the 53-man roster. That was a little surprising to me. I thought it would be a few more weeks before we would see that, but that's good news. Frank Clark, the injured defensive end who is missing from this defense because of a hamstring injury, is able to get in front of the court and plead not guilty to his multiple gun charges. There is a 3-year maximum sentence if convicted on these. There will be a hearing in January to set like a court date. It is thought that the court date will be sometime in April. That this will go forward. I would guess that somehow he's going to have lawyers try to plea his way out of this, pay a massive fine, do a bunch of community service, maybe serve 3 months, something like that in the offseason, maybe spend the summer in jail in California, something of that nature, and continue to play football. His future with the Chiefs beyond this year is questionable. His future with the Chiefs this year is questionable because he's obviously a problem. He's obviously not healthy. And he's obviously not helping the team in any way. So I think I think they would have been better to cut bait, find a new player, and move on before this season started. But that isn't really what the Chiefs do. They like to hang on to guys that they made decisions on and decided, hey, we think he's good and he should be part of this, and we want him to be here. And they stick with those guys. They don't stick with him when it happens again. If Frank Clark gets in trouble again, that will be it. But they'll stick through him this time because, what's a couple of gun possession felonies? I mean, doesn't everybody drive around with an Uzi in their car? Submachine gun? Everybody, come on, it's not a big deal. It's no big deal. I will say this, his charges would have been a lot less in Missouri than they are in California. And his problem in California, this is a little known fact. Here's why you listen to the podcast. This is a little known fact. I don't think Frank Clark is necessarily a conservative or a Republican, but he is the kind of guy that's a little bit edgy. I do believe he believes in gun rights very strongly. And he was, if you remember this, he was famously at a news conference at the Super Bowl 2 years ago, not last year, the year before, the one the Chiefs won, when they did Media Day, and he was there at Media Day, and everybody was interviewing Frank Clark. He wore a Trump shirt. I don't know how many people remember that about him. And it may not have been a big deal, but these people in California are going to find that out, and they're not going to like that. Hey, don't laugh. We got the Department of Justice going after parents. I mean, this is so, the FBI raided the police union in New York, their offices this week. Why? It was the first time the police union in New York backed a Republican. They backed Trump in the election, and now all of a sudden the FBI shows up. They start taking computers and files and all kinds of stuff. It's unbelievable. It's an assault. It's an assault on our freedoms. It's an assault on one political party, one ideology. It's unbelievable. They're using the law and law enforcement against all of us. And if you don't think Frank Clark can get caught up in that, they're going to want to know why he's wearing Trump t-shirts. I'm going to guess he was wearing Trump t-shirts because he believes in gun rights. It's just a hunch. That may be his biggest problem as far as his sentence and how his trial may go, where his plea may go, is that there's a history of him supporting Donald Trump. It'd be a huge problem for Frank Clark in Los Angeles, in a court in California. And then there's the hopeful premise that the Chiefs can add help to their defense. And Jalen Smith was released by the Dallas Cowboys on Tuesday. Jalen Smith is a former Pro Bowl linebacker. He is making about $7 million this year, over $9 million next year. The Cowboys pretty much have to eat what they pay him this year. But by cutting him, they don't have to pay him next year. If he got hurt, he had a very unique contract. If he continued to play for the Cowboys this year and got hurt, they were on the hook for the $9 million next year. By releasing him now, they have to eat the money this year, but they're on the hook for nothing next year. Any team can pick him up. The Cowboys have been trying to trade him for weeks. Nobody wanted to trade for Jalen Smith. I texted Stan Weber immediately because Stan Weber is... he's a Dallas Cowboys authority. He knows everything about every player on the Dallas Cowboys. He loves the Cowboys equally to how much he loves the Chiefs. And he knows both teams equally well. His first response to me was, Jalen Smith is terrible. Then he sort of cleaned it up by saying, well, he's Cowboys terrible. He tries hard. He's not that physical. His legs are fading, but he's possibly a rotation guy for the Chiefs. Cowboys terrible can get you a roster spot on the Kansas City defense. I think it's kind of what Stan is saying. And I think that's right. Oddly enough, last year, in a very strange year in the NFL, Jalen Smith was ranked by Pro Football Focus and all the analytics as the 11th best linebacker in all of the NFL. The Cowboys believe his skills are diminishing fast, that he is not as strong and he's not as fast as he was. Nobody wanted to trade for him. Nobody wants this contract. So can he help the Chiefs? I don't know, but there's a lot of Twitter bubbles out there, I guess is the way to say it. It's bubbling up on Twitter that Chiefs fans are just dying to get anybody on this. The Patriots are about ready to release a corner that was once great. A lot of teams are at places right now where they're letting players go, and maybe the Chiefs can pick some guys up. That can help. There's no magic wand. There's no pixie dust. There is no defensive player that's going to get cut by someone else that's going to come to Kansas City and single-handedly fix the Chiefs defense. Can the Chiefs, by adding players, create some depth? Can they find a player that, listen, sometimes it's about this. Like Mike Hughes in the game against the, I mean, who knew Mike Hughes was on the team? Right? This guy was a Viking before. Who knew Mike Hughes was here? Well, we've seen his name called a couple times now. He's not great. He's not great. But they added Mike Hughes to the team, and he made one play in one game that won the game. He intercepted a pass with the game on the line. Can the Chiefs add Jalen Smith, put him in the rotation, and somehow, if he only plays, say, 30 snaps a game, can he get an interception? Can he get a pass deflection or a sack or knock a fumble loose that turns a game around? Yeah. Yes, a defensive player can do that. The beautiful thing about adding defensive players is, especially when you're the Chiefs, they don't have to be great down by down. They don't have to be great play in and play out. They don't have to be. If you can add somebody that at some point, sometime, makes a play, a big play, that helps you win a game, you've added a player that made a difference. It's sad to say about the Chiefs defense, it only takes one play. This defense needs to be about taking chances and getting turnovers. Now, they're not stopping anybody. They need to be about taking chances, you know, punching at the ball, doing all those things that the Ravens did and the Chargers did. You see the way the Chargers went after the football when they played the Chiefs? It was just annoying. Every time there was a tackle, there was a punch. And I'm not talking about running alongside a guy and letting a runner go seven more yards where you're trying to strip the ball. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about physical on the hit. I'm talking about putting that helmet on the ball, putting that shoulder on the ball, flying the fist in there when you're making the tackle. That's what I'm talking about. While soundly tackling somebody, pop that ball loose. Don't run alongside and play patty cake and try to strip it. That never works. That never works. Can they add a player? If they added Jalen Smith, is there a chance? Say he played 12 games for the Chiefs this year and then the postseason. Well, the 12 matters. The playoffs matter. The Chiefs aren't a playoff team right now. They've got to do a lot better to make sure they're a playoff team. Their defense is so bad they can lose to anybody. There is no safe game for the Chiefs with that defense. They just proved that by taking the Eagles to the final quarter, to the final few minutes. The defense is so bad, the Chiefs are in every game. We've seen this over a couple of years, and we've seen it when the Chiefs' defense was better than this. So why would we think it's not going to be on the edge of your seat every week this year? I think every game is close pretty much. If you add a guy like Jalen Smith over the course of a dozen games, does he have a play in one game? Does he have one play in one game that wins a game for you? I think it's possible. I think it's a better chance than Ben Neiman making that play and winning a game for you. Maybe I'm wrong. You need a guy that can pop the ball loose, make a play, do something. It really isn't about adding Jalen Smith and saying, oh, is he a starting Pro Bowl linebacker every single snap? No, the Chiefs don't have that. That's not what their defense is. So it will be interesting, and I've got a lot of emails, a lot of feedback from many of you, and there was a lot of action on social media about the Chiefs. So Josh Gordon activated on the regular roster. Frank Clark pleads not guilty. Looks like all of his legal issues will be in the offseason. And Jalen Smith released by the Cowboys could be, according to Stan Weber, a possible rotation guy in Kansas City, but certainly a player on the downswing. In Jacksonville, they have reached a crisis point with Urban Meyer. We talked about Urban Meyer on the Tuesday podcast. The owner of the Jaguars has said this is inexcusable behavior and we've reached a crisis point, is where they are. Players are speaking out off the record. They said Urban Meyer came in and spoke to the team, apologized, said, I'm sorry for creating a distraction, walked out of the room, and the players said they all just about fell out of their seats dying laughing, that they were laughing at their head coach so hard. He's lost his team, folks. They're 0-4. Urban Meyer's lost his team. This is not coaching college players. That's not what this is. Urban Meyer has a giant problem on his hand. He could get fired in the middle of his first year. Man, that's going to be a boatload of money that team owns him, but there's no salary cap on coaches, and even the Jaguars make a huge profit every year. They're not going to stick around and have this derail the fact that they drafted the number one player in the draft. They got their quarterback in place. They believe they're moving toward a better future. They're not going to let Urban Meyer lose his team. He's got a couple of weeks to regain his team here, and if he doesn't, and if the ownership starts hearing from players and there's no fixing this, when coaches lose teams, it's hard to get them back. He has lost his team. This incident grab-assing in an Ohio bar, he has lost his team. He let his team get on an airplane and fly home. He stayed in Ohio and then did that. He's lost his team. Winning fixes everything. They go out this week and win a game. Maybe he wins them back. Maybe they see that he's a humble man, that he really is apologetic, remorseful, and all those things. But maybe he's not. Maybe he's an arrogant Urban Meyer. And maybe he's lost his team for good. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens. But I remember stories like this. I remember when you know, Gunther Cunningham was the head coach of the Chiefs. And there were others. You go way back to Frank Gans. Way back. I mean, Nick Lowry was the kicker of the Chiefs who famously got Frank Gans hired as the head coach. Nick Lowry was the best player on the team. It's not good when the best player on your team is a kicker, but Nick Lowry was it. And he had so much influence, and the special teams were so good that he talked the owner, Lamar Hunt, into hiring Frank Gans to be the head coach. Well, he became a laughingstock right away. They caught him in a lie about service in Vietnam, that he was a fighter pilot, which he wasn't. The team figured some stuff out about him. They were laughing behind his back the whole time. And it didn't work. I've seen this. I've seen it up close, covering the Chiefs. And Todd Haley was laughed at by his players. Do you know why they laughed at him? Todd Haley was the only coach in the NFL that never played football. He never played football. His dad was a football guy. Todd Haley was a golfer. The players knew this. They laughed at him. They thought he was a preppy little rich kid who got his job because of his daddy, who didn't know anything about football. They didn't respect him because he never played. And he was a golfer. He was a college golfer at Florida. And he was not a good one, by the way. He just got on the golf team somehow. Must have walked on. I don't know. But the Chiefs players made fun of him and laughed at him. It always ends the same. When your players are mocking you after you leave the room, you're in big trouble. You're not going to make it as a head coach in the NFL. Urban Meyer's in deep trouble here. Deep, deep trouble with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Major League Baseball postseason started. This was fun. Red Sox beat the Yankees. The Red Sox go on to play Tampa in a division series in the American League. That's going to be fun to watch. We'll look forward to seeing that, no doubt. The White Sox and the Astros play in the other American League series. Wednesday night, the Cardinals play at the Dodgers for the right to play the Giants. We did a Patreon podcast with Danny Klinkscale, if you want to hear it, and he has handicapped the entire postseason, given his World Series predictions, and is all in on baseball. Danny's been following this. Danny loves baseball. He is all in. He knows all about all of these teams. He's been watching MLB TV right and left. If you want a good preview, maybe you like to put a little money down, betting on this team or that team. Danny previews every team, the entire postseason, and how he thinks it will fall out on a patron podcast that we posted on Tuesday. If you'd like to become a patron, go to kkasissues.com, sign up for as little as $5 a month, get all the patron podcasts every week, get Lee Sterling's Thursday night selection every week. He lost last week. He's now 14-8-1 all time on his Thursday night picks, but he lost last week. If you want to get those free picks on Thursday night, the BTL 2.0 podcast, the additional podcast that I put up there, and the weekly newsletter, it's only $5 a month. It literally is about, it turns out to be almost 20 things a month you get for $5. It's pretty good. So if you'd like to get additional content, it's available. It's really simple to sign up. It's very easy. You put it on a debit card or a credit card. I never see your information. I don't want your personal information. All I get is your email address, so I can notify you in your inbox when something's posted and when the newsletter comes out. That's all I see. That's all anybody sees. It's safe. It's secure. Many of you have expressed, boy, I'd sure like to become a patron, but I've never really given a credit card out for something like that. It is safe and secure. We've had zero issues in a year doing this. So sign up at kkhasissues.com. Unlock the entire library. I think there's maybe over 100 podcasts there. There's got to be well over 100 patron podcasts. You can hear all of them the day you sign up, or any of them the day you sign up, but mostly get your Major League Baseball postseason preview, Danny's World Series picks. Everything is right there on a podcast we did yesterday. Here's a sample, a clip from the podcast, nothing to do with the postseason, but I asked Danny on this podcast, just generally speaking, what he thought of the year the Royals had, and in particular, Salvador Perez.
I think Salvador Perez is the reason for the season, as the phrase goes. The other things are maybe, I don't know, maybe even more important for the future of the team, like the young pitching and everything else. But Salvador Perez was what made this season for Royals fans really worth watching, if they're not sort of Royals geeks, as it were. For just a Royals fan to have fun and see one of really the greatest seasons that a baseball player has put together. Not in the overall sense of the fact that he didn't win the Triple Crown, or he wasn't Shohei Ohtani, or what a Babe Ruth type season, but for his position on the field and what he accomplished, and the fact that he won the home run title for all the major leagues and the RBI title at his age, and had his best season at his age after playing catcher his entire career, it's just remarkable. It is.
All right, there's Danny Klinkscale's thoughts on the Royals season that was 2021. And again, everything you need to know about the Major League Baseball postseason is up at kkhasissues.com patron podcast. You can join for as little as $5 per month. It's been a little slow adding the patrons. Haven't had very many ads in the last couple of weeks. I don't know if there's a glitch. I mentioned on the podcast yesterday, if you have tried to do this and it has not worked or something like that, let me know, because it's been very odd. I don't think anybody signed up in like 8 or 9 days to be a patron, and that's unusual. So if you'd like to go sign up and become a patron, we would welcome you to the club. We have special in-person events as well. It's kkhasissues.com. Say become a patron up in the upper corner. It only takes about 2 minutes and you are in. It's very simple stuff. And you get the entire baseball preview episode of KK Has Issues patron podcast with Danny Klinkscale. Go check that out. Final sports note. I'm looking forward to this. Thanksgiving weekend, they have something called the match. It's in golf. It's typically been Phil Mickelson We saw the one with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady with DeChambeau and Phil earlier this year. Well, it's all Vegas-based. These things are all Vegas-y. It's all about gambling and fun and, you know, it's Vegas. So the next match is coming up Thanksgiving. I don't know if it's Thanksgiving Day or the day after. I'll have to look that up. It's going to be at the Wynn Las Vegas. They have their own golf course there. It's fantastic. Or through the Wynn Las Vegas and their golf course there. It's a two-person match. It's only 12 holes. It's an homage to big 12-round boxing matches. They're making this one 12 holes. It is Brooks Koepka versus Bryson DeChambeau. That's it. All right, these two famously do not like each other. And now they're cashing in on it. I don't know what it'll be like. I mean, they really don't like each other. Maybe they patched it up at the Ryder Cup. Maybe they'll be chummy and friendly. I can't imagine. They just don't like each other. And I've taken sides in this, okay? I think Koepka's a bigger jerk than DeChambeau. Part of it is, I'm a little biased. DeChambeau's pro-Trump. He's all over social media. He's, you know, Captain America or wants to be Captain America. So I'll side with that guy every time. But I can see where DeChambeau's annoying. He takes a long time to play. He thinks he's smarter than everyone else. There's a lot of annoying things there, but not as annoying as Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka just doesn't strike me as a very good person. He just seems like a complete ass in pretty much every aspect of his life and everything that he does. Not a criminal. No, I'm not saying you lock the guy up. He just seems like an arrogant prick, you know, in everything that he does in his life. So I've sided with DeChambeau on this one, and I'm going with him. And the match is on for Thanksgiving week at Wynn Las Vegas. Just the two of them, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. KKHI is brought to you by Elite Automation. Make your building great again with Elite Automation. They specialize in retrofitting your HVAC control system. Guys, call them. If you've got a building, this is free. Have them come take a look to see what you can save in your energy costs. If you work, if you're the principal of a school, if you work at a church, you're maybe the office manager, or you run a church, offices, warehouses, Elite Automation can save you a lot of money. It costs you nothing to have them come out and take a look. Contact them at 913-766-2188, online at eliteautomate.com. Window World, simply the best for less. 0% financing available for 18 months on American-made windows and doors, online at windowskansascity.com. Window World is the official window of the Kansas City Chiefs. John Gillette and his team would love to come out and take a look at any issues you may have. Winter is just around the corner, and it gets real cold in that house when the air is coming through those windows. You need to replace one or a dozen or even 100. Window World can handle the job. They also do siding and doors, entry doors, great energy-efficient entry doors at the lowest prices, and they're all made in America, and you can get 0% financing right now. Call Window World, 816-799-0820 for Window World. Simply the best for less. Amazing Garage Floors. John Hutchins, the great American patriot who has served with honor, will seal your driveway. We just have a few weeks left to seal your driveway. When it gets too cold, seal doesn't work as well. So you can get on this, and you can, it adds years of life to your driveway. It does. Seal your driveway and your sidewalk, and it's pennies on the dollar for what it will cost you to fix it later down the road. It's going to help with keeping it from chipping and fading and cracking and all those things. It's called Seal XP. Or if you're looking for the garage floor of a lifetime, just log on to AmazingGarageFloors.net or call Hutch at 913-901-7139 for Amazing Garage Floors. And, of course, Dr. Jeremy Fry and Fry Orthodontics. Boy, Dr. Fry gave a nice contribution to James Bishop's ALS walk team. That's just so solid. I didn't ask Dr. Jeremy to do that. He heard us talking about the podcast, and he went on, and he did it. I've provided the link of where to go for ALS Walk KC. If you would like to make a donation, you can donate to James Bishop's team. We'll be out there walking on Saturday. It's open to the public. We'd love to see you there. If you'd like to come on out and say hello, I'll be there Saturday morning, and would love to shake your hand, take a picture, talk about the podcast, and give James a hug and his family a hug, and see if we can't support them in the ALS Walk at Kauffman Stadium, 9 o'clock Saturday morning, Lot J. Open to the public. Come on out. If you want to see the guy you know as formerly as Radio Boy, now Podcast Boy, anybody that wants to come out, I'd love to meet you there. I'd love to see you there. And it should be a beautiful Saturday morning. It shouldn't interfere with your day very much. If you'd like to come out for an hour and call it a day and head home, that's great, man. It's Saturday morning. It's a convenient time. I'd love to meet you. If you're a new listener to the podcast and didn't listen to the radio show, I'd love to meet you on Saturday at the ALS Walk. It's going to be a tremendous event at Kauffman Stadium, 9 a.m., Lot J. Come on out. Love to see you there. James and his family would love to see you there. We'd all love to see you there. So come on out and say hello at Kauffman Stadium on Saturday. But tip of the cap to Dr. Jeremy for giving a great donation to the cause. And if you'd like to donate, just Google ALS Walk KC. When it pops up, click the donate button and type in James Bishop's name. You're good to go. You can donate right to his team. I've also provided the link in the description of the podcast on Tuesday, last Friday. There's a link right there. If you want to go to one of the other podcasts, you can see it right in the link. Click right on it. Click right on it. It'll take you right there to the donation site. So give that a go if you get a chance. Thanks to Dr. Jeremy Fry for all that he does for this podcast. And, of course, the charities he's involved with around Kansas City. He's a very charitable man and a great, great local company. Okay, I wanted to lead with this story because I like it when Mayor Lucas, I like it when Democrats lose. I especially don't get as fired up about Democrats losing when it's over policy. I really get fired up when Democrats lose when they try to break the law and overreach like Biden does constantly and try to rule your world because that's what they're about. The obvious difference between the two political parties in the United States of America is one party wants to rule you, the other wants you to rule them. It's just no more complicated than that. One party believes that the voters are in charge. The other believes that government officials are in charge and will just dictate everything that happens. So Mayor Lucas and the city council, basically in the cover of night, sneaky, pass a resolution and they're going to defund the police in Kansas City. It's over $40 million out of the budget that they wanted to reallocate to what? They want to hire a bunch of psychologists to go door to door and counsel people. Not even that. They were going to use the money for all kinds of crazy stuff. And they did it. And they got away with it for a few months. And the attorney general in Missouri, Derek Schmidt, was instrumental in this. The Board of Police Commissioners Union got together and they filed a lawsuit against the mayor and city council. And it has taken months. But Jackson County Judge Patrick Campbell has now ruled that Mayor Lucas and the council cannot do this. So we have a legal ruling by the judge that it is the exclusive management and control of the Board of Police Commissioners. And that's correct. And anybody that saw this happen at the time knew that. But these liberals don't care. They're going to usurp authority and power whenever you give it to them. They're going to tell you how things are, and the law doesn't matter. Then you have to come back in court and defeat them. And there's going to be a lot of this. Wait till you see all the employers. It's going to take one lawsuit. It's going to take one lawsuit in one place to say it is against the law for an employer to terminate you because you did not take a vaccine based on the rules, the laws of HIPAA, which is your Health Privacy Act, basically is what it is. Your health is a private matter. Your employer cannot give out your health information. Your employer cannot let other employees know about your health status. Your employer has no right to comment on your health status. Now, we get numb to this because we see it in sports all the time. Sports just accepts it. They just, as a rule of thumb, this is what we do. But this cannot be legal. It cannot be legal to get fired for not getting the vaccine because then everyone publicly knows you didn't get the vaccine, which is your health information. It has to be against the law. Employers cannot give out your health information. This has to be quick and easy. And if it has to go to the Supreme Court, let's get it there. I'm not a legal authority. That sounds like the easiest slam dunk lawsuit ever. Employers cannot give out your health information. So how can they out you as having either gotten a shot or not gotten a shot? That's your private health information. This is indisputable. This is unbreakable. This is the Constitution. This is the bond that the founding fathers have with the American people. This is your country. There will not be tyranny here. There will not be control. Your life is your business. That's what the United States of America is. This has to be the easiest thing ever. And so when Mayor Lucas goes and does it, it takes a few months, but they got it back. They beat him in court because, of course, they did. This man's a lawyer. He knew he was going to lose this in court. This guy's probably a liberal judge, but it's an easy lawsuit. There is a contract that says the Board of Police Commissioners has exclusive management and control over the budget. So how in the world can the mayor and the council take that away? The answer is they can't. This one got stopped dead in its tracks. He tried to defund the police. He couldn't do it. Way to go, Judge Campbell. Nice work. Tip of the cap to Attorney General Derek Schmidt in Missouri. He was instrumental in this. By the way, you cannot go to kcstar.com when you're done listening to the podcast and try to find this story on their website. You will not find it there. Maybe it's there somewhere. If you hit the search bar or whatever, just scroll up and down the website. Even if you're not a subscriber, you can see all the headlines. Scroll up and down. You won't find anything anywhere. Because they simply don't report this side of the news. This is a news story. This is an opinion. This is a news story for the people of Kansas City and the paper of record that only has 30,000 subscribers. I still can't stop laughing about that. 30-some thousand subscribers is all they're down to now. They won't even report the news in this community. They're so far left because the news isn't good for leftists. It's crazy. It's absolutely, these people are freaking nuts, man. Absolutely nuts. Joe Biden appeared nutty at his, what would you call that, that he had in Michigan yesterday? Photo op? At the Operating Engineers Union? There was like eight people there, and they were socially distanced. It looked weird. They weren't really clapping for him. Oh, but there were thousands of people lined up as he rolled in. His town was between Detroit and Lansing, and Biden's motorcade went rolling in, and there were thousands of people along the road with signs everywhere. And he made an off-the-cuff remark about these people and said something to the effect of, 81 million people voted for me, notwithstanding the people I saw driving in here today. So he saw them, notwithstanding those people. Look, they know better than this. There's no way he got 81 million votes. This is absolutely and utterly impossible. Nobody likes Joe Biden. The left doesn't like Joe Biden. Democrats don't like Joe Biden. Nobody likes Joe Biden. There's no way he got 81 million votes. It's unprecedented in American history that somebody who'd been rejected by the American public time and time and time again. How many times did he run for president? Four? He'd been rejected over and over and over. He'd been rejected by the American public. And now all of a sudden he gets more votes than anyone in history? Zero chance of that. Zero chance. So Biden goes rolling through and there's just a massive amount of people everywhere screaming at him, F Joe Biden chants, signs, you know, go woke, go broke, you name it, you know, trillions too much. Then there's this viral video. And I guess I gotta become a little more 2021. There's too much 80s or 90s still in me when I was growing up. Because I just can't imagine I would have done this when I was a kid. But it happened. A school bus is going through the area where Joe Biden is going to appear. So this is not like Joe Biden didn't hear this. It wasn't right by the motorcade, but it was the route where all the people were lined up for the motorcade. And there are hundreds of people, and the school bus is going by, and it looks to me like, from the video that I saw, it looks to me like it could be a collection of grade school and middle school kids. Not high school, because I saw, like, I'm pretty sure I saw 7, 8, 9-year-olds on that bus. And the boys that I saw up on their knees on the seats chanting out the window looked to me like they were maybe 12, not 16. But I'm not an expert at this, so I don't know. This school bus of kids driving by where the protesters were, waiting on Biden, as the school bus is rolling down the road, begin the loudest F Joe Biden chant you've ever heard. Children. There is no doubt every single one of them on the bus was a minor. Kids chanting F Joe Biden. Now, I didn't curse around my kids when they were growing up. I didn't. I curse from time to time. I'm not a big cursor. It's not my thing. But I didn't want to do it around my kids. I don't know how parents are today. I suspect there's a lot more cursing in most households now than there's ever been. So this may be very normal for 10 or 12-year-old boys. I certainly knew curse words when I was 10 or 12. I used them a time or two, but I don't think I would have had the courage on the bus to break out into that chant. I don't. And I caused a little trouble when I was a kid. Not big trouble. I was mostly defiant. I would talk back or debate or argue back with a teacher. Surprise, huh? That's what I would do. But I wouldn't curse at them. I didn't do something like that. This bus is unbelievable. This bus full of kids is just rolling down the road where the president's getting ready to speak in a while. F Joe Biden, clap, 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 just going nuts. Kids, they got to be hearing it at home. They got to be seeing it on social media. You think social media, you know, these video clips and things don't affect the way people think and vote? You know, by the way, this Facebook lady, this whistleblower is not conservative. If you thought this was great, that there was somebody embedded in Facebook at the top that's conservative and they're outing them on all their, no, that's not what she is. She is not conservative. This Facebook whistleblower is left of everyone at Facebook. She's so far left there that she is nuts, that they think she's crazy. She's so far left, she doesn't think they're leftist enough. So here's her beef. Her beef is that when the election was over, they dismantled the editorial team that was basically censoring all good content for Donald Trump. They were like, the election's over, let's dismantle this. That's what made her mad. She's like, you can't dismantle this. We have to keep that going. We need more censorship. What she's telling DC is we need more regulation and censorship. And what she's basically saying is I trust DC to make sure that this is liberal censorship because they've done it. They've set it up with public broadcasting. That's liberal censorship. That's government funded. That's all she's saying is why aren't these things the same way? The Democrats are in charge of everything, folks. Public broadcasting needs to be blown up. Or we need to pass legislation that says all programming on PBS and NPR will be equal for both political parties. There will be equal time for both parties, period. It's a very simple concept. Equal time. We have loose laws on that in elections. Why can't we have it with PBS and NPR, which are not even close to equal time? Well, this lady, you know, she's basically saying, we got to move more left. We need to have more control, more censorship. And Facebook thinks she's crazy. They think she's too far left. Well, there's all kinds of people out there like this. And it matters because young people are seeing it. And young people go on school buses. Why? Because they've seen video of a Michigan football game. They like the Michigan Wolverines. And they've seen a chant break out at a Michigan game. F Joe Biden. They see the college kids doing that. And 12-year-old boy sees a college kid doing that. They think that's kind of cool. This is impactful stuff. You wouldn't think that it is. You certainly don't think that it should be. But it makes a difference. And we've got to find a way to get in on some of that. Ron DeSantis in Florida is all over Joe Biden and Merrick Garland for saying that they're going to target with the Department of Justice parents who are being critical of school boards and speaking out about it for mask wearing, vaccine mandates, schooling at home, critical race theory, you name it. Ron DeSantis came out with the strongest statement of anyone, and there is some backlash. I thought I was going to be the only one talking about this on the podcast on Tuesday, but a lot of people are starting to talk about this. DeSantis said, Florida will defend the free speech rights of all of our citizens. That's exactly right. Ron DeSantis is there to do the job that nobody else will. So he's going to stand up and make sure that Florida citizens are absolutely free to speak their minds at any school boards. Folks, the elections are coming up in November. There might not be anything more important for you to do than to look up which school board members to vote for. This is critical. It is on the most local level. You can find this information online. We have got to pass laws in Kansas and Missouri and other states. We've got to pass laws that on the ballot, when running for any office, you must declare Republican, Democrat, or independent. You must declare. It's only fair. It's the only way that we should be doing it. And there's none of this on the school boards. It's just names. It's just random names. And trust me, the liberals are going to round up enough people to go get 400 votes. And it's not, we're talking about hundreds of votes here, folks, is all. Hundreds of votes makes all the difference in the world. Sometimes 50 votes makes all the difference in the world. And we need to find out who the people are that are conservative that want to be on these school boards. Change the curriculum. Change the way we operate. Open the schools up. Put the parents in charge. Let the parents have say about their kids' education. That's democracy. These are elected officials. If they're elected officials, we're talking democracy. The Democrats are running around saying parents have no role in their kids' education. That they don't. Well, of course they do. Their role is electing the school board. That's their role. But we have to recognize that now, that you can't go bitch about it at a meeting and expect liberals to change their mind because you came there and gave them the whatnot. No, you got to run them out. You got to put conservatives on the school board. That's exactly what we have to do. Exactly what we have to do. And finally, we have a new airport coming to KCI. We've talked about the concessions, which seems to be a big sticking point with a lot of people. Doesn't look like the best concessions were chosen, but I'm not going to complain about that because I'm not going to eat there very often. It's not going to matter to me. It's mostly for people with layovers. Sometimes we'll have a flight delay and grab a appetizer or something, but this is not a big deal for us. We in Kansas City have, I don't know if we're different than other cities. For some reason, we accept bad things easily because we know bad things. Like, if you've been to a bunch of ballparks, you know that Kauffman Stadium, where it's situated, the whole it's not ideal. It's less than ideal for baseball in Kansas City. If I own the team, I've said it for years, it's less than ideal. The new owner recognizes this. He's working towards something better. It is less than ideal. There's nothing perfect about Kauffman Stadium. My hope would be, I think what it would be great for, I think they should build a new ballpark. I don't have the plan yet that I would endorse or know. And I think Kauffman Stadium should be turned into the best outdoor concert venue in the Midwest. That's what I'd turn it into. And I think you could do that. I think you'd turn it into an amazing outdoor concert venue. Probably requires taking the upper deck down so you don't get the echo and the reverb. But I think it would be a really great concert venue. You did take some refurbishing, some rearranging, and it takes some tax dollars maybe. But that'd be really, really cool to see something like that. We just accept things that are second rate. A lot of people, because most people like Kauffman Stadium because of the parking. Like, oh, it's so easy to get there and so much parking. Okay. All right. And there's a lot of people who don't think we need an airport terminal. That KCI is the greatest thing they've ever seen. I travel everywhere and KCI is the best. KCI for 2021 has been ranked the third worst airport in the United States. That means there's only two that are worse. This is lots of airports. We're talking about like 60 airports, folks. And KCI is third worst from the bottom, and that's right. The toilets don't work right. There are temporary toilets built inside the security gates. The plumbing, it's so bad. KCI is dreadful. It's awful. It's terrible. But we're getting a new terminal. I'm hopeful that even if we screw that new terminal up, it will still be 10 times better than what we have. So we'll see. We know Kevin Harlan doesn't like the parking structure. We got that loud and clear, Kev. If you haven't heard that podcast, go back and listen to the podcast called Kevin Harlan Doesn't Like Parking Garages, or Kevin Harlan Hates Parking Garages. That's a good one. You'll like it. He does not like parking garages, and maybe it won't be the best airport in America, but it has to be an upgrade over what we have. Okay, again, if you'd like to become a patron of KKHI, just go to kkhasissues.com. Sign up for $5. You'll get the entire library of all the patron podcasts. You'll get the weekly newsletter. It's a lot of content. It's really good. Danny Klinkskill is featured there at the top of the patron podcast right now with his complete preview of the Major League Baseball postseason. Maybe you'd like to bet your buddy on who you think is best in each series, and he's going to let you know. We break them all down, and he talks about all those teams. You can get all that information. I can't give it to you here. I can't tell you who he thinks it's going to be. I know what it is. I can't tell you that. And trust me, he's been watching it closer and studying it more closely than you have. Danny loves him some baseball, and he loves the baseball postseason. You'll love his thoughts on that. At kkhasissues.com, click on Become a Patron. $5 a month, you are in. Short of that, just tell your friends about the podcast or hit the like or follow button if you haven't done that yet. We'd certainly appreciate you following the podcast. We're approaching, I think, over 12,000? I don't know where we are. I think we're approaching 12,000 or so followers of the podcast. That's kind of fun. And it's all because of you. You've gone out there and told people about it. And that is really helpful and really great. Wherever you go today, just mention to somebody, Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. to get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.